Before I left for Portugal, I physically and literally was kicked out of the house. I had packed up my van with the essentials and stayed in a hotel the two nights before I flew just to get space and feel safe. So getting back from Portugal, we both had reservations, but I was feeling more hopeful because I just had a retreat away. And things seemed to be going pretty well for about a month. It wasn't perfect, but it was much better. I started cooking every meal. Felt really good to shift towards a healthier way of life with our food intake. Felt calmer. And the anxiety slowly started creeping back in. And then we all went to Mexico together as a family trip to look for some schools for Blaze and have a family vacation at the beach, which had been a long time since that had happened. Probably since the first year we met. Or when Blaze was 7 months. And we had a pretty decent time. We all did get sick at one point. I recovered the quickest, then Blaze, and Thomas was sick for most of it. Even when we came home, he was still sick. We slowly had to come back to the realization just in the last week that we need space. And just in the last 2 weeks, I did rent a place in Mexico to spend time apart, time on my own. Time to soak up the sun, do nothing, sit on the beach, paddleboard maybe. Just feel safe again. Feel safe to exist, to recover from the feeling of unsafety, unsafeness, not feeling safe in my body, in my space, in the world. In existence. And so we both have to recover. We're both causing each other to feel unsafe. We're both causing our son to feel unsafe. And that's not okay. A great shift needs to happen. We all need to feel safe. So figuring out if school for Blaze is in Mexico or Pennsylvania is the goal here in the next few months, but also to figure out living arrangements and such. And it feels like we're making progress towards a happier, calm, self-loving life. And I'm grateful for that.